I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football!
For the win, in the air, it is up, and it is good! Yes! Good!
Let's go!
Upset.
Let's go, baby!
Upset in Champaign! The Illini win it, 24-23, right down the middle, and that is a happy mob on the field as the Illini have stunned the Wisconsin Badgers!
Illini Radio with the call in case you needed clarification.
Man.
Illinois 24-23 over Wisconsin. The Badgers were 30.5-point favorites. Let me say that again. The Badgers were 30.5-point favorites.
Wow.
And they blow it in Illinois. What a finish. What a call.
Sandler just went to Wisconsin for his annual college football trip.
Yeah, he said it was a great atmosphere.
Build me up, Buttercup. You know, every stadium has their own song.
Yeah, I always thought it was Jump Around, House of Pain that they play before the game.
They do. They also did, like, Build Me Up, Buttercup.
Where what they, do you build me up?
And they cut it off and have the crowd sing it.
Oh, really?
That was cool.
Oh, that's great.
Eating such Wisconsin-y foods on his Instagram story.
Yeah, little brat action.
Cheese curds.
Could you imagine putting cheese on a brat?
I said, how are the women? And he's like, you get one word back. Wholesome. Healthy.
Healthy.
No, he did say attractive, wholesome looking
okay,
girl.
Okay, healthy.
Natural.
That's a
natural,
good way to say
naturally pretty.
Let's stick with a raucous Big Ten atmosphere, though. Penn State 28-21 over Michigan. So I'm only talking about this game for two reasons. One, it was a big win by Penn State, who stays in the national championship hunt. But the other reason is because this place was so loud that Jim Harbaugh had to call a timeout before their first offensive play.
Huh. Wow.
I have never seen that. I have never seen a coach have to call a timeout before your first snap.
So it was noise and not really, you know, like lack of prep.
It was total noise related.
That's like, impressive.
Beaver Stadium is very, very loud. They got like 105, 106,000 people in there, maybe more. It's just a huge, huge stadium. And they had to call a timeout before their first offensive snap. Okay.
And the other thing really quick, you know, in the NFL, everyone talked about the officiating in that Texans game where Deshaun Watson was called down and he wasn't really down and he threw that great touchdown pass. Everyone's going to point out a game in which the officiating's horrible. That would be the Michigan-Penn State game. It was so bad. They were missing penalties. They were missing pass interference calls, false starts that no one was even at the line yet. It was a horrible game called.
You know, the officials in sports this weekend were really, like, the umpire in the game six was awful. We had bad officiating in the NFL. We've had it every week. And then this one, I mean, it's really sad. And maybe it's just because they're getting more, you know, more publicity about it, but it looks really, really bad. All right, let's get to a little bit of local college football. Jalen Hurts and Oklahoma continue to roll.
Second and one, Jalen. Deep drop, steps up, going to take a deep shot near sideline, looking for Lee Morris. Touchdown! Oh, mama! What a pass! T.D. Lee! A 46-yard lollipop from Jalen Hurts to Lee Morris.
Lee Morris, all right. The Merrill Reese of college football. The Eagles announcer.
52-14, OU beats West Virginia. Jalen Hurts, 16 of 17. That's a pretty good completion percentage, 94%.
Yeah.
316 yards, 3 TDs, 75 rushing yards, 2 TDs. The guy's just a beast. He is just a beast. Now,
but he's not an NFL quarterback starter.
Probably not.
Not probably. Yep. Let me mark that right now. I saw what I needed to say. I was a Hurts doubter. He's putting up amazing numbers. I saw what I needed to see during the Longhorn game, and maybe I'll lose another horrific bet to Roy like I've done Kyler Murray. But I will say Jalen Hurts not getting picked in the first round. The problem is I say it based upon what should happen.
Yes.
And I lose because of quarterback desperation. But Jalen Hurts, not a first-round quarterback. Roy, ponder that. Ponder that wager.
I mean, I'll take it now if you want to do it now, or we can figure it out in a week. If he goes into the draft, there are enough teams, he'll be taken in the first round.
No.
Now, that's a tough one.
Like, that's tougher than Kyler. I 100% agree that's tougher than Baker, but he...
Side argument, do you think he should be?
No, I don't think he should be, but I do think he will be.
I wouldn't evaluate him as a first-round talent quarterback, but I would think he'll go in the first round because there's going to be five teams that are desperate for him.
Yep, I agree. Now, also in this game, the Sooner Schooner flips over, and the... Folks on top.
This is going to be the first time in my life I ever agree with PETA.
Folks on top. Okay, very good. Folks on top tumbled and rolled, and the schooner fell over, and the two horses continued to run. PETA, who was alerted to this because they clearly weren't watching the football game. We all know that was the case. Breaking. Oklahoma horse-drawn Sooner schooner wagon tipped over, launching Spirit Squad members onto the field. Exploiting animals for sports is unnecessary and incredibly dangerous for animals and humans at OU football. Keep horses off the field. This is not the first time the Sooner Schooner has flipped over.
Mm.
It's flipped over before. It's been a while, but it flipped over before. It's a really cool ride, it looks like. Whatever.
I'm going to agree with PETA for the first time in my life. Ever.
Put wheels that could turn on this thing.
No, the process of what you get out of taking all these animals to the game is stupid. It's so dumb. Like, think about all the work that it takes to load up horses into trailers, to have them run for 4 seconds, and then you got to have someone stand with the horses, clean up the horse crap.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's way too much of an investment in time. Having a bulldog sit out there, having a Bevo sit out there, it's dumb. It's a 4-second TV shot, and that's it. It's overrated. The animal at the game is overrated. The bird, the raven, whatever they fly out, you got to worry about this thing.
Oh, the war eagle?
Pecking away at people.
Yeah, you got
one swoop over the field. Well, then you have to have the bird carrier sit there. You have to have someone assigned to them. Leave them in the cages. Leave them at home. Let them chill.
I will not have you disparage the animals of fine college institutions across the country, including Reveille, the beautiful lady that she is at Texas A&M, who got me out of a class once because she was in my class. She barked, and, well, tradition says you have to dismiss class that day.
See, that's
so
fantastic.
I will not.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If Reveille barks, you get to leave?
Yeah. Class is dismissed.
For the whole day?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, you know, in true horse and wagon, horse-drawn wagon, PETA has just died of dysentery. That's that to me. This whole thing.
You make an Oregon Trail.
I made an Oregon Trail joke right there. You know, I get what you're saying. It does take a lot of effort. A
lot of effort.
But the mascot is the face of the program.
No, it isn't.
Oh man,
the face of the program is the coach.
That may be true. In fact, not may be true. It is true. Texas. You should be embarrassed. You beat Kansas at home 50-48. Kansas, you gave up 109 rush yards to a guy named Puka. 190 rush yards. 190 rush yards to a guy named Puka. SMU, you should not be embarrassed. 45-21 over Temple. Reggie Roberson, wide receiver, 8 catches, 250 yards, 3 TDs. Shane Bouchel, 457 pass yards, 6 TDs. You beat Temple, ranked team, first ranked game at that stadium. At SMU, in the stadium's history.
Wow.
First team between two ranked opponents.
Was it you, Troy, who tweeted fans needed to show up?
Absolutely.
Someone was calling out the SMU fans.
I am absolutely calling them out. Listen here, pretentious Mustang fans. Pay your chauffeurs time and a half in order for them to hang around Ford Stadium. You have one of the most remarkable teams in SMU history, making history, yet you don't care to show up because God knows you don't want to mess up that Vineyards Pink Whale polo shirt that you're wearing right now. Show up to your game and show up and be the fans that you should be. It's amazing what SMU is doing
right now.
Considering what kind of players they have, except for Bouchel, who's playing lights out. But everyone else in that team is overplaying what they should be. You should be ashamed, SMU students, if you're not going to their games.
Man, that's true. I mean, it's a good little atmosphere. It's a good team. I mean, they don't have a chance at like the Final Four, but just based on where they play. But I mean, they're a good story right now. They're the best story in state. Okay, Tua.
Ooh.
Sprains his ankle. No timetable yet for his return. They've got a bye, they've got a game, and then they've got LSU. So he's got 3 weeks, essentially, from the time of the last game to get ready for LSU, which is coming up, and that is going to be just a mammoth football game.
Roy, didn't you tell me he got surgery?
Yeah, he had a, they called it a tightrope surgery, which I don't know what that means, but Nick Saban said it was, he went under the knife, had a tightrope surgery, and that they expect a quick and full recovery. Tua telling teammates that he's going to be available to play in their huge game that could be a 1-2 matchup when they take on LSU in a couple of weeks.
And man, it sounds like Burrow is winning this Heisman.
Man, Joe Burrow has set the single season record for touchdown passes at LSU. We haven't hit Halloween yet.
Whoa.
And he's already hit the single season touchdown passes for LSU. He might be the best quarterback for pro prospect. I don't know. Herbert's having a good year at Oregon. Obviously, Tua, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, there's some good quarterbacks in college football. Joe Burrow's having a great year. His pants got pulled down. An LSU newspaper demanded an apology from CBS for showing a replay of Joe Burrow getting tackled from behind. They pulled the back of his pants down, and you saw his bare butt on national TV. And an LSU newspaper thinks this is too much for them.
Why is the paper demanding the apology?
From CBS.
Are they going after the sunscreen company too? Every time I see that baby's bare butt on there, I think, jeez.
So Alabama played Tennessee, my Volunteers, who I was a little bit upset with because they covered the 34.5, and I wanted them not to because I took Bama minus 34. But Tua got hurt in this game. But Brian Maurer, the quarterback for Tennessee, gets knocked out. They bring in Jarrett Garantano, who has been the starter all year. And after the game, a Tennessee fan, not happy with what Jarrett Garantano is. This is maybe one of the greatest calls in sports radio history, and it lasts about 6 seconds.
We have no hope with him. I mean, I hate to follow that guy talking about Jesus before, but Jesus didn't die on the cross for that dip to play quarterback for us.
God.
That's amazing.
Man.
That's phenomenal.
That's intense. Isn't your head coach getting called out, too, for the helmet grab?
So he's getting called out for face mask grab. Now, I talked to some buddies of mine who still live in Knoxville, and they said he's like a hero for that there. But a lot of other media are calling out Jeremy Pruitt for grabbing the face mask, which I guess is no longer allowed. I don't know.
I had no problem with it. Troy did.
I had a problem with it.
I love Hot Take Troy on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Troy sits back with his drafts and his cans, and he will cover you. Don't even follow Choppy. Follow Troy on College Football Saturdays.
Yeah, I would like to first thank Lakewood Brewing for the stuff that they did not supply me, but I went out and bought myself that night. I definitely got called out. People were like, you're soft. Why don't you go back playing Footloose on your trumpet? And I'm like, listen here. I don't know about you, but if you want to get into the mind of a kid that's out there in the football field, fine. Get in his face, yell at him, go. You're not dragging him around like the Oklahoma horse that got flipped over during the game. He's not an animal. Speak to him like a coach, not like a trainer.
Choppy's College Football Kegger on the home of the Cowboys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.